Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is good, folks, and He is returning soon. The Lord loves us, and He's there for us. He's going to bless us in every way of life. The more we know Him, the better we can live. We get clued in on what He's doing. Remember, we're coming out of darkness. And when you're coming out of a life of darkness into the marvelous light, you start noticing things and processing things in a much greater way. As we learn from the Lord, everything is enhanced. And this is a time we need to make sure that we grow roots in our hearts. Some people, they go to church the salvation's presented to them and they get saved. And some ministers tell you to go ahead and study the word, but people treat it as an option. The enemy don't want you saved. He wants you to turn back. And there are doctrines out there, depending on where you go to church and who you're listening to, they believe once you get saved, you can't be lost. That's not true. If an angel who saw God's face could turn, a man that never saw God can turn back. The real Jesus said that there were four types of hearts. The hardest heart was like the wayside. The farmer was sowing his seeds, and some of the seeds fell on the wayside. But the ground was too hard, and the birds came and ate the seeds. The word was not received by the individual because their heart was too hard by the world system. The world does a number on you. It will harden your heart. And the light won't make sense to you when your heart is hard, when you're frustrated. Peter and all the other disciples were in the boat. Jesus was asleep. He had just got through with a landslide miracle of feeding 5,000 or either 4,000 men and their families with a little boy's lunch. Two loaves and a few fish. Now, they had just seen and witnessed this miracle, but the word noted that when they saw the waves, they forgot about all that because their hearts had hardened because of the trouble. You know, some of the meanest people, their parents were mean to them, and they learned to be mean. People react to what happens. And some events can harden your heart. Parents, they get divorced. The children's hearts may be harder. Or not, but they can be. A lot of discord, people that surround a lot of discord. If somebody steals something from somebody and it aggravates them too much, things work to harden your heart. The world is designed to harden your heart. But the Lord never gives up on us. He loves us. He's always willing to receive us. Unless we blaspheme the Holy Ghost. That's where He draws the line. Most people don't know how to do that. Or whether they're doing it or not. You have to know more about the Holy Spirit to do that. Most people won't do that, but if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you can talk. He said you can talk about Jesus, you can talk about the Father, but don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Everything Jesus taught, it makes sense. Now I know the Lord, and I've been walking with Him, and every time He say do something, and I think it's strange, as I follow Him, I say this is the best choice I could have made. And it caused me to want to trust Him more. With all that in mind, those that have a hard heart, whatever happened to them, the harden their heart, it could be excessive anger, excessive lust, excessive greed. These things harden your heart. You know, excessive greed is a form of idolatry, just like excessive lust, passions. Those things will harden your heart till you tell God, I don't want to be saved. And some people, they have so much pride, they want to work for their own salvation. They don't want to receive salvation. And you can't work yourself into heaven. All the other religions teach that you can work your works, your merit, the way you do things. We do good works because we're enabled to. God, and by we believed on Jesus Christ. He broke our sin nature, gave us a new heart. We have the ability to serve mankind in the name of love. Because of love, we do these things. Not because I'm trying to get saved, I'm trying to go to heaven. I'm saved because of the blood of Jesus. That's the only reason I'm allowed in heaven. And I don't want any sin in my members, in my arms, my legs, my body, my eyes, my mind. I want all the love of God I can receive to be operating, to make judgments by. And when it's like that, you're going to heaven. Holding on to the world is too dangerous. It will harden your heart against God. And some people, you know, God works with people. And people that has a heart, if the word get inside the heart, then you can make a fair judgment. If you don't get saved, you're in for a terrible future. When people are dying in the hospital with a terminal illness and they're on that what they call deathbed, sometimes the loved ones say, well, just pull the plug. They suffering. If they are not saved, the suffering they do on their deathbed ain't nothing compared to what they're going to suffer. And then, people, they don't listen to the Lord. Their heart is too hard. And then, when they're ill like that, and then they have people, Christian cousins or friends, they want to talk to them one last time. The children say, we don't want to upset them. And you go in there to tell them about the Lord, make sure that they pay right with Him because they're definitely about to die. And their children, because of the way they were raised, well, we don't want to upset them. We don't want to upset. You know, telling them about the Lord may upset them. We don't. If that upset, you finna really be upset if you go to hell. Now, hell is made for a reason, a good reason. God will not do this again. One person, Satan, he was an angel that turned, and he caused a lot of problems, and people don't know how dangerous they'll be over time. He's not going to let any sin in heaven again. If they're not right with Him from the heart, they're not going. Nobody is. I won't go if that's the case. That's how it is. And we can't be righteous without the blood of Jesus and our faith in Him. If we can believe on Him, then we can make all the other adjustments we need to make. And God can save you. Salvation is from the heart, not the mind. Some people say that's a good idea to get saved. I'll just go get saved. And from the mind, no, that you have to do this from the heart. It has to be sincerity. Pharisees had no sincerity. They talked like they were good with God, but they were ravenous wolves. Only one of them came to Jesus by night. We know that you're the Son of God. He didn't do it by day because they were a bunch of wolves. Nicodemus knew that he started realizing these guys are crazy. And Jesus is right. And he went, you know how hard it is to find somebody at night? He found Jesus at night. And he went to him. And the Lord explained some things to him. That's why we get John 3:16. Well, being born again is of the spirit. It's not of the body. You can't re-enter your mother's womb. You know, people laugh at Nicodemus' question, but Jesus showed him that it's spiritual. The kingdom is spiritual. It's a spiritual transformation. It's not a natural transformation. It becomes a natural transformation because your body, you have to live the rest of your life until Jesus comes in this dying body. But once he returns, your body is renewed. This way, people, it would, your salvation will only appear in the change of the heart. You can't judge whether I'm a Christian or not by my body, because my body's dying. And you can't tell much by my mind unless I renew it. I have the same challenges everybody has. And my body's dying. And it has to be healed from time to time. And see, God did these things so that we could judge life by the heart, by the inward change, the peace, the joy, the love. These are the things that God is after. He's searching for people who will be sincere. So in society, he gave us people who follow him attract people, just like a light attract the insects at night. Our life attracts people that want better, that want to know God, that's interested. And if they receive Jesus from the heart, they get to live forever. And that's what I want for everybody. You don't have to agree with me, believe in me, or be my friend. I want my enemies saved. I like when I get my enemies saved, then my friends will look and be jealous. And they'll and anything to get people out of this lousy dog world. And it's from the heart. Salvation is not of the mind. The mind will be renewed after the, everything gets renewed after the heart is renewed. Now, when people have a hard heart, they resist the word of God. Something happened to them to get them that way. The other type of heart is the heart that fell among stones. There's some soft ground, and then there's stones. It's hard ground, but there's the surfaces softened up to begin growing a plant. Some people's heart is this. They get saved. They love God. They're excited about him. They feel his peace for the first time. But they don't go on and learn the Lord. They don't follow on to know him. They depend on other people to teach them. And sometimes people teach wrong. And it's a tragedy for people to go in this life and never receive the fullness of what God has to say. They don't know the word. Everything's so surface level. And then life happens. And they don't know what they should know. And then the enemy comes and accuses God while things are down, while things are going wrong. And as soon as they're tried because of the word, they leave because they never got a chance. They never received more of God, enough of God's word to stand. We don't study so God will be favorable to us. That's not why we study. We study so that we can have his word in our hearts so we can live by our faith. Habakkuk said, the just shall live by his faith. And where does faith come from? It comes from hearing and receiving God's word. Seeking, knocking, asking. That's where faith comes from. And when that's in place, everything works better. But if you're not seeking the Lord, then you're not learning. If you're not learning and growing, what's going to happen in the evil day? What kind of choice will you make when things are not right? And how will you win if something hardens your heart? If something hardens your heart, who's going to stop it? Who's going to help it be soft again? We have to follow God. We have to follow in order to live. If we live, we go forward. We can do well. We can do very well in Him. The third type of heart Jesus talked about was the heart, the seed that was sown among thorns. Seed on thorny ground. But this ground can't produce, but the thorns are there and it don't produce fruit. The plant grows up, but they don't produce fruit. Why? Because of the cares of this world. You don't have to worry about anything in Him. The Lord will open doors for you. You know, people are gonna, sometimes people are easily distracted by other people. The boss may favor somebody that, or the owner of the company may favor somebody that's less productive, lazy, and they get to come in late and do whatever they want, and you're struggling and you can't get a raise and you're producing and they're making money off you and you're not being treated fairly. And people allow this to distract them. Or either they worry about, you know, they always want something new and they spend too much money, and then they worry when they don't have enough, they get second jobs, and their life ain't right because they worry too much. The cares of this world choke the word and they become unfruitful. And then there's the good heart, seed sown on a good and honest ground. This type of person receives the word and do it. And they have the same problems everybody else have, but they're receiving the word and they get God's wisdom on how to handle the situation when people are treated better, or when they're around a bunch of angry people, or if somebody steal from them, or if they suffer forms of loss. The Lord will show them how to make it better. They're receiving the word. They're growing stronger. They're learning what God has to say. They're doing better and better. And the enemy can't win. They learn how to overcome. They're not seduced by the distractions and the temptations. They're learning how to handle it by the word. And they continue to fill their heart with the word. So when the evil day is upon them, they're upon the evil day. God always has solutions, but people are not always in a condition to receive. But God gave them all the evidence to trust Him. There's too much evidence to trust God. So when people don't trust God and go forward, then they got to pay for the train wreck that they make. But if you start following God, you won't have as many train wrecks. And you'll learn how to not only avoid them, and you won't have to pay for what's not there. And then God will show you how to create spiritual wealth on your life. And you'll leave a legacy instead of a train wreck disaster behind you. You can leave a pattern of good works everywhere you go. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to be frustrated. Life is not supposed to be that way. And God will show you how to be content with peace and joy in the midst of the worst storms. And I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. Everything went wrong, but God always showed me what to do and how to do it. He always had an answer, a solution. God is good, folks. He thinks of everything. People don't always think of everything, but God does. And if you listen to him, you're going to learn some things. You're going to see things as they truly are. And you're going to understand. You'll have deep understanding instead of doubt and unbelief. You can't build your life with doubt. If the just shall live by his faith, that also means that others will die. A man will die by his doubt. If you'll live by your faith, you're going to die by your doubt. Either or. One or the other. But darkness, all darkness is defeatable. And the Lord has all the good and wonderful solutions waiting for you. Waiting on you to ask. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. He's going to mightily move in and throughout your life as you allow him to, as you receive his word. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.